Brad Davison, good morning.
Morning, guys. Well said, Clarkey. Obviously, yeah, you know, the cricket world was shocked, wasn't it, when the news came through, and I know you knew him so well, and yeah, thoughts with you and everyone, mate, in these tough few days.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Some racing. Brett Prebble's son set to make his riding debut today at Geelong.
Yeah, we had a few apprentices step out in the last few days, guys. And Tom Prebble will make his debut there at Geelong today. He'll ride Hollywood Park there in the last race of the day, which will be one of the major fancies coming off a last win. So he'll be looking for a fairy tale start to his career. Peter Moody trains. Look, he's got 61 kilos minus the four, so he gets into 57 kilos with obviously the 4 kilo claim of Tom Prebble. So plenty of eyes on Tom later today. Good luck. It's always a bit nerve-wracking, no doubt, their first ride in a race. The horse will get back a little bit and hopefully charge to the line. And, yeah, hopefully he can start off his career on the right note there today.
I see Nugget and Frumos have been nominated for Rose Hill this weekend, Davo. Will they race, you think?
Yeah, we'll wait and see how the acceptances come out today, Loz. But they look like the headline act so far in this Rose Hill meeting this weekend. Frumos is obviously a very progressive mare who I know was beaten before a bit of a break, but did some good things last preparation. We saw what Nugget did the other day. He's nominated there for a benchmark 88 over the 1400 metres. So he was very good. He put his name up as a bit of a chance in the Inningham in a few weeks' time there with that win at Kembla last time out. So he's got to go on with it and do it again. But if they decide to run there on the weekend, I'm sure he's going to start a likely favourite. Just having a look at the field, it does look like a deep enough field, a pretty strong benchmark 88 at this time of the year. But, yeah, look, he's going to be well-received by punters again. And, you know, the time he ran, I think it's similar to the gong on the day and, gee, the effortless fashion in which he did it as well. So dry track will suit him if we get this continued run of good weather as well.
I see we've got a meeting on the Kenzo on Friday. Is that a twilight meeting, Davo? Is that one of those?
Yeah, they normally are, Middo. So I'm pretty sure that's the case there on Friday. They generally have a few of these sort of twilight meetings at Randwick throughout December. Christmas parties and whatnot generally take place at these types of meetings. Obviously, we've got Canterbury Park on Friday nights, but we have a few of these scattered throughout the place as well. So Kensington, the place this weekend, which is good. So we've got, you know, two city meetings, Friday, Saturday. So it should be a bumper. A couple of days heading into the weekend, this weekend.
What about today? You got anything for us?
Yeah, at Gosford today. So, look, good track expected there. Rail out 3 metres. Can play a little bit on pace sometimes. So look on with race 7, number 6, Victory Lane at around that $10 mark. I thought the horse's first run back from a break was terrific. And then just a bit disappointing last time out, but thought could get a soft run behind a hot speed here and present at the right time. So race 7, number 6, Victory Lane. Number 9, Oakfield Paperbuck's the horse to beat, and you could have a little saver or a little bet on it as well if you like. I'll probably have something on it as well. But Victory Lane for me at around that $10 mark I think represents some value and should run a good race just behind a speed in what shaping is a race that should be run at a good tempo.
Okay, race 7, number 6, Victory Lane, 9.50 the win, 2.90 the place with Tab today. Davo's tip, and you have a good day, mate. We'll get your, it's not quite Friday tomorrow, isn't it? It's Thursday, but we'll speak to you tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Talk soon, guys.